be done for the people here in Bavel. Nestam nami uladidan nistam nami lesosim. But by yos, it doesn't even cover up well. Rashi says uladidan afilu nistam lesosim betmiya. It means it's a question like the didan b'nei Bavel. Need the loyachin lay true. We don't eat from it. But lohochim miyo maskinim lay bechelif tor liya saisim. At least we should hold that both of these facts, like at least this place, at least covers it up. Shaman Minor, we hear from over here, that he the Peligi, they, B'nai Yertel, B'nai Bavel, Korer Rav Nachman Bar Chimso, that the fact that the machlokes between B'nai Bavel and B'nai Yertel, that B'nai Yertel holds you light eat from it, and the B'nai Bavel holds no, it's not even, does even suffer from, that's the fact of Bar Chimso. V'ayinu B'yayisor, Chelev Shevamokim Heter, Now Rashi explains like the fat on top of the cave, there are two types of fats here. Rashi says, behind you, that's Bachimts is the Aisro. That means Chelev Shebemokim Heter, Shakev Vosik Keshes. The cave is made like a round bow. When we Bachus, the outside of it is called the Yakshosa. It's called the fat of the Yakshosa. When Mifnim and the inside of it, that's called the Aisro. The kids of the Bachimts, that's the fat on the inside of the cave. That's called the Yisro. That's what the Gemara says, that the Akshosa, the fat on the outside of the Keshes of the Cave of Light, Kuliyamla Pliga the Yosa, that both, even B'nai Eretz Yisrael agree that that fat is also. That's called Chimso. Ki Pliga, where's the Machlekes the Yisro? On the fat of the inside of the Cave, on the inside of the arch. So that's called the Bar Chimso, that the B'nai Eretz Yisrael held this Mutta teeth, and the Bevel held this Osa teeth, but called Ponim, it should be Sotim. Ika the Yami, some say no. The Aisra, the fat on the inside of the Keshes, that's Kuliyam, let's leave it to show you. Everybody agrees that that's Mutatit. That's the Bar Chimso, and everybody agrees, even B'nai Bavel hold you levy from it. Keep Pligu, here's the Machlekes, though, the Akshosa, on the outer fat, the fat that goes around the Keshes. Here's the Machlekes, B'nai Bavel, and B'nai Eretz Yisrael, if you let eat from it or not. Morris says, this is, he heard the Yomer of Aviyah, that Omer Rabbi Ami, that the Makamtsin, that you have to scrape away some of the fats. Rashi says, he heard Rashi Alish Nekamakos, going back to the first Lashon, Rabbi Ami means Marovu, Samaritan Israel, the Yomer Ni says the Makamtsin, means Neitli Memeno Mat, you have to take peel off a little bit, Lamala Mihi the Yisro, on top of the Yisro. The earth and the shah, the rest of it you can eat. So here's the proof to the first chat that the B'nai Eretz Yisrael, the Machlokes was on the Aisro, if that's mutter or not. But the Akshosa that everybody agrees, that was also teat. And the Cheinom Rabbi Yanai, Mishum Zok, and Echelim of an older person, that's Mekamtin, that you have to like scrape off some of that fat of the Aisro. And the rest of it you will not eat. That's what B'nai Eretz Yisrael holds. But Enoch Nami, the Yakshos, everybody agrees it's also. Omer Rabbi Aviyah, Rabbi Aviyah said, Omer Rabbi Aviyah, Hevi Kimna Kaim Midr Rav Ami, as once walking in front of Rav Ami, Komsu, also the same thing, that he scraped off some of that fat, for Hovulei V'ochol, and he ate from the rest of it. Kid said that B'nai Eretz Yisrael held, you'll not eat from the Aitra. From the Bar Chimsa, that fat you'll not eat from. Verse says, Shoma de Rabbi Chanino. Yeshmaya de Rabbi Chanino. But the servant of Rabbi Chanino has the koi kaim de Rabbi Chanino. Is one standing in front of Rabbi Chanino. Omelis, Rabbi Chanino told his shamish like, Komet, scrape off some of that fat, and hopefully the ichel, give me the rest of it, I won't eat from it. So Rabbi Chanino saw a chaz yud heavy komachsim. He saw like he hesitated. He wasn't sure to do it or not. So Omele, so Galina said back to a shamish like, Bav Loyat, you come from Bavel, true, you hold this also. And so Bav Loyat, Goyim Shadi, like, Goyim means like cut off no thing, and try to throw it away, and Echnami, you hold that this ice throw, even the Barachim says, also teeth, so Echnami, throw it away, do not eat from it. No, Mashman, that's the locha. The world, even the ice throw, is also also teeth. Just as awesome it is, but it's also teeth. Tiny but not like this. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Leimer. B'nei Mayin Shenikvu V'lecha Seis Mosan Sheira. You have the B'nei Mayin, the insides of the animal, that there was a nekev in it, and Vallejo, some wetness came over there and was sosimit. It closed up the nekev. Slacher is ksheva. Now the question is, my lecha, what type of wetness over there, what type of mucus that came out like that was sosam of the nekev? They say it's kosher. Some Rav Kana says, Shirko demaya denokav agav ducha. It means to say, it's the type of mucus that comes out of the intestines when it's under pressure, when it's moved around, when it's pressed down with pressure, then this type of mucus comes out. So that mucus is a good steamer that will close up the hole, and the animal will be kosher.
Oh, yeah. He must have a gemiri that chavrei Rav Abba, that the chaverim learned of Rav Abba from Rav Abba. Umani, who was his chaverim? Who was that? That was Rav Zeira. So Yamala, some say no, it was chavrei Rav Zeira. It was Rav Zeira's chaverim. Rav Zeira learned from Rav Zeira. Umani, who were they? Rav Abba. And what some of you say, what? That Rav Abba, what bread? Rav Chia, Bar Abba, the Chis Hochi, Oma, Rav Yechanan. The Lof of Yeshua and Megamliel Betreifa. So he passed him at Yeshua and Megamliel and Nilchus Treifas. We'll soon see which halacha. And Valocha Krebi Shimon Biyovel and Hilchas Havelis, we pass him like Krebi Shimon. So when it says, Halacha Krebi Shimon and Gamliel Betreifa, which halacha do you mean to say? Hod the Amorim. That would just cut from the saying. Halacha Krebi Shimon ben Gamliel. That the last halacha would have been a Mayan Shenik for Valecha Seismosa Ksheira. That there's a hole in the B'nai Mayan in the intestines, like in the Kishkis, and there's some mucus that comes out and sosam it, that's called the good semen. So it's like a paskin like him. That halakhic paskin, the kula, that mucus that comes out is called the good semen that clogs up the hole. Now, where's the halakhic kevshimen, kevshimen biyovel mai, where's the halakhic kevshimen biyovel tavelis? The Tanan went like this, or the Tanya. Kol shloishi yom harishayim, the first 3 days that they're sitting Shiva, Rashi says, "Kshayim Roshem Shalavelus." So, Bo Mimokim Korus. If a person, one of the Krovim, a brother, that wasn't there b'shach Lavaya, and he comes now to join sitting Shiva, so Bo Mimokim Korus Moini Moin. He has a right to count with them. Rashi says, "Demloi Hoya Echad Min Avelim B'Bayis, Roya B'Mokim Korus B'Tech Malach Yom Echad Roya Ladas Boy B'Yom." Even though he didn't know about it, the veil is hung upon him. As long as he comes during the first 3 days. If he comes even in the middle of the third day, he has a right to count as his third day of Avelis, since he could have been there by the first day. If he comes from a faraway place, then he has to count his own counting. He has to start the day that he finds out about it. He starts his own count of 7 days. Mikan v'yelech, what's going to be after Shiva, after 3 days? Then afilu bo mimakam korav moin liyatzmi. Even though he comes to sit with the rest of the family, and it's the fourth day of Shiva already, so then he has to count his own. For him it's his first, the other is the fourth. We have Shimonaima afilu b'yom hashvi. No, even if the seventh day that the family is sitting Shiva already, bo mimakam korav, if a brother comes from a nearby place, he didn't hear about it yet, and he first finds out about the seventh day or the sixth day of Shiva, and he comes and sits down with them, is Moini Moim still has the right to go to Kula to count with them, and when they get up, he has the right to get up also. That's Nilchas Avelos, the Paschal and Krib Shimon. Now, Omar Man Dehu Iske V'yesek V'yagmar L'shmaita Mipume Demara. Like he said, like, Man Dehu Iske, whoever will be Zeicha, he should be able to go up to Eretz Yisrael and learn the Locha from his Rebbe himself. So that one was Kisolik when he went up to Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says, Echad min ha-tamidim means, Lohoye zechur en elu, shesidra gemor mihu. As one of the tamidim said like this, Rashi was able to go up to Eretz Yisrael, l'asra the Rab Abba, v're the Rab Chiyah bar Abba, and to learn this Locha, Rashi says, from Rab Chiyah bar Abba, ragmi mishmei, and he'll hear from him clearly if he really said, Locha Rab Shimon or not. That's what he said. The one Talmud said, like, I would like to go up to that soul myself and hear clearly if he passed like Rabbi Shimon or not. Yes, the Mor says, when the Talmud went up to Eretz Yisrael, ask the Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Chiyah,
But Abba, Omale, he said to him, Omar Malach Hashem Gamliel Betrayfus, is it true that you really passed Hashem Gamliel Nichas Treyfus to go to Kula? Or Malay, he said back to him, no, Ho, Ein Halach Amri. I said, no, we don't pass Hashem Gamliel. Other Abba, that's not called a steamer, that mucus. Then he asked him, Chab Shimon Biyavol Nai, do you pass like Chab Shimon in Nichas Avelis? Or Malay, Plukta Ninu. It's like a machlekes if we pass like Chab Shimon or not. The Yitzhak will learn like this. Chizda says yes. It's like a pasuk like Reb Shimon Vilkas Avelus Vigola Kula. That's what Chizda says. Halacha. V'chein Amar Reb Yechon Halacha. For Reb Nachman Amar No Ein Halacha. Halacha is V'ein Halacha Reb Shimon Gamliel Betreifa. In Reb Nachman they said Ein Halacha. We don't even Vilkas Avelus. We don't pass like Reb Shimon. Now the Gemara is saying one of the Maskana. The Maskana is V'ein Halacha Reb Shimon Gamliel Betreifa. And Vilkas Treifa we have to go to Chumra. That it's not called the steamer when you have a nekiv in the bnei mayin in the intestines, in the kishka there, and there's some mucus coming out that makes the steamer, it's still a treifa. But yalocha kev shimon biyovel, but nilcha savelis vigola kula, that even though his brother comes in by the seventh day, as long as the full sitting shivam, he could be yotza with that count. Why? The yomash shmuel, halocha kev yomeka biyovel, he always passed him the kula nilcha savelis. His instauinion of Avelis is only with the Rabbonin. That's that you sit 7 days. It's only with the Rabbonin. Therefore, Sophie, you always go to Kula. You pass from the Kula by Hilchas Avelis. Therefore, take a pass from the Rav Shimon by Yodel. Omer Rav Simi Bar Chiyo Matifim Bivnei Mayin. That he could be Matifim means you check out, you could compare one to another. Rashi says, in Nimsun Nikuvim, you find a hole in the Bnei Mayin in the Kishkis. We don't know what happened before Shkita, Liacha Shkita. So the answer is now, make another hole right now after Shkita. And let's see if they look alike. If they look alike, so you know the first hole came after Shkita. So that's called Makif, and you can check out, compare one to another. The Makif in the mind, yeah. The verse says now, Hanu b'nei mayin. What's happened in the case of Kishkis, Hanu b'nei mayin? The Yosla came the Rava. They brought in front of Rava and Akfinu, and the tracker made another hole there, and he checked them out, and Vlayidmu, they didn't look alike. Sahuri wanted to say that it should be treif, since Vlayidmu, it must be the first one happened before Shkita, and this happened after Shkita, that's why they don't look alike. But also Ramashashia pray, Memash Mishbu, he started to move it around with his hands, he moved around the holes there a little bit. And the Yidmu and the tracker look one to another. And therefore the Akshar, he was Makshrit. Rashi says, Mamash is them, Benekovim, Macherim, Benebchel, Marecha, they all looked alike. So Melo, they all happened after Shrita. Omel, as you said, Tim, Minolacho, how do you know to do like this? That you could be Samech on the fact you're moving it around, and now it looks alike. Omel, he said, Kama Yodim, Mamash, Meshur, Bahani, Mekamed, Lefle, Kamei, Demar. Listen, it went through a lot of hands already, this Bnei Mayim. So therefore, it could be the new hole you're making now wasn't moved around yet so much. So therefore, if you make the hole, you have to move it around with your hands, and then they'll look alike. Omlech is adaktim chochem brei betreifis, Reb Yechanan, I see you a big chochem and nukas treifis, like Reb Yechanan. Then the Gemara says, Reb Yechanan, Reb Loza, the Yamri Tavaiko, they both say that yes, makifim bereya, they said the same story by the lungs. If you have a hole in the lungs and you have a suffix, whether it happened after Shkita, before Shkita, you can also check it out. Yeah. Rashi says, Makif and Bereya, Hecha the Lekka Limitli Betavcha. I mean, where the hole came in a place where the Tabochan themselves, the butchers, don't touch it so much. Then we have to be afraid maybe it was there from before Shkita. So if you make another hole now and they look alike, then it's kosher. Ova Rova, Loya Marnella B'yaisa Ruga. Only if the hole is in the same loin as the first neck. It has to be near one another. Then you can check it out. Rashi Doifenrei means on the same wall of the lungs. Your right or the left side. But from one side to the other side, you can't compare it to any way to look differently. The Ilkhasa, the Lokharis don't know. The Ilkhasa, that Afilu Meruga Laruga. Even from one row to another row, you could check it out. And midaka lagasa, any small animal, you can check out to another small animal. And omigasa lagasa, and like a big one, a cow to another cow.
You can't check out a hole of a lamb and make another one on an ox. A big animal to a small one, they don't look different. You can't tell one from another. They both say, makif in the corner. We have a netiv in the corner on the food pipe. Rashi is the corner is the windpipe, I mean the corner. And nimtzas to sukkah. If you find the whole windpipe is cut more than halfway, liyachas man, yeah, and you don't know whether it happened before shechita or after shechita, so again, makif, you can make another cut there and see if they look as red as one another. You tell they both happened after shechita now. Only in the same chulia, in the same ring of the corner, can you check it out. From one ring to another ring, you can't check it out. But Dilchus Halacha is no, even from one ring right to another ring, also you can check it out. It's also okay. Yeah. Rashi says, chulia means sholesh tabois, three rings together. The tabois achas hey nagel kiyisar. Yeah, but three of them together is called a chulia. And the Gemara says, "Afilu chulia chulia, o mi bar chulia le bar chulia." And what's outside the Rosh says, "Hu kalisha sakana min atzadim." Yeah, that's like the thin part of the kana. But I think the tabos itself goes around most of it, but the middle membrane that goes down, that's called the bar chulia, in between, like the chulia. So in between to another in between is also good. Not from a part of the ring to the piece of meat of the corner in between the rings. They look differently. You can't compare a psuka from this part to that part. Omar Ziri Ziri says, Chal chulis shenik vok sheirom. The chachuz, if there's a hole there, still is kosher. Rashi says, Hi kakasha tifchaya. That's the colon, I think. At the end of the colon, that's when the waste comes out. Yes, so kakasha. So the inkub, it had a netiv there. See, still was kosher, it's not a treifa. Since the thighs of the animal, like, hold it up. Rashi says, mamidis means sois menoisa shreya dukimbo. So the rectum there is attached to the sides. They hold it up, that's not called a rate, that's not called a treifa. The kama, how much? Omer Reb Ilo, Omer Reb Yochanan, Mokim Hadovik Beruva. If it's a Mokim with Dovik that's attached, Rashi says, Shidvuka, Prichayim, Rizamish attached to the thighs like Beruva. Afilo Nikta Venito, Doifno Yelgin, Atatam, Beruva Ksheira. Why Shein Derech Hare Yates, Derech Hanekev, Last Lachur doesn't go backwards. So therefore, it'll still be ksheira. So the mokum, we have mokum had devek, mokum had devek is berubai, but shleva mokum had devek was not tight against the walls there, then b'mashu, then any small neke would make it for treifa. So Amru Rabbonin came with Rav, Rabbonin came in front of Rav, and they said it, Mishmedu Rav Nachman, that Omar, Lav miyamilch, didn't I tell you already that loitichlubei, don't be totally, don't rely on buki or sriki. I don't say it over in other names.